USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the United States for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems. The results are just what infectious disease experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped for.
Candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
He says the vaccine will now begin key final testing. He also says there are no guarantees.
I think by the end of this year and the beginning of calendar year 2021, we will have enough information to know whether the candidates that we're dealing with are safe and effective.
According to researchers, so far there are no serious side effects. Nearly two dozen possible coronavirus vaccines are in various stages of testing around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the one-time girlfriend and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, has made a virtual courtroom appearance. She'll remain behind bars until her trial 1 year from now. In a hearing that lasted roughly about 2 hours, the federal judge sided with prosecutors who argued that Maxwell was an extreme flight risk due to several foreign bank accounts and many different passports. Bail was denied. The defense claimed that the British socialite was not a substitute for Jeffrey Epstein and that she was the target of media spin. Statements from victims state that Maxwell was a calculating sexual predator who made them fear for their safety. On the third day of battling a fire of a Navy ship in San Diego, there's some progress to report. Rear Admiral Philip Sovic.
Got it now isolated into two main areas, really at the back part of the ship as well as at the front.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An underground pipeline that stretches from North Dakota to Illinois will keep pumping oil for now. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A judge had ordered that the Dakota Access Pipeline be shut down by August 5th. But on Tuesday, a court of appeals issued a stay. It means the pipeline can stay in operation amid the ongoing court battles over it. Local tribes have been against the pipeline's construction for years. The court is still considering if it should be shut down altogether due to permitting issues dating back to 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to the IRS website, the 2019 income tax filing and payment deadline for all taxpayers who file and pay their federal income taxes on April 15th is automatically extended till July 15th. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The pandemic pushed back the deadline to file and pay 2019 federal income taxes to July 15th. According to the IRS, around 142 million taxpayers have already filed their returns, but the IRS has not processed them all. Paul Schwartz is an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he says you should not be aiming for that big refund instead.
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.